Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/best of Redditor updates, where this strange man and his very strange family make his girlfriend go through a wife test before agreeing to marry her. No spoilers, but according to this family, if this woman can't cook, clean, and overall be a good wife, then their son is not allowed to be engaged to her. Am I the jerk for refusing to honor my boyfriend's family's tradition? My boyfriend, Eric, is 29, and I have been dating him for 3 years. I'm 27. For context, I've met his family and they are friendly. We don't meet them very often because they live in my boyfriend's home country. I don't want to reveal country names for privacy reasons, but my boyfriend and I are of different nationalities and we both work in my country. The conflict happened during our visit last weekend. We've been looking up houses to move in together and engagement rings. While having dinner, we mentioned this to his family, as it's a big step in our relationship. We're not actually engaged yet. His parents and brothers expressed their happiness for us. Then, out of nowhere, his youngest sister-in-law asked, "So, is she going to take the test?" I asked, "What test?" In summary, my boyfriend's family has this tradition where the future mother-in-law tests future daughters-in-law to see if they are good enough for her sons. Apparently, his mother and aunts went through the same test. The tests include how clean they can keep a home, how well they can cook, their manners, etc. Basically, life skills most people learn from childhood. I found it ridiculous because, one, if I'm good enough for my boyfriend, he should be the one deciding it, and two, I don't fit in their targeted category. In his mum's words, you can't be a good stay-at-home wife and stay-at-home mum if you can't be a good homemaker, and she wants to make sure of that. To be clear, his mum and all three of his respective brothers' wives are stay-at-home mums, and although I respect their choice, I'm not quitting my career, and did not, under any circumstances, make my boyfriend think I could compromise on that. I hate house chores, and I'd rather buy homemaking gadgets and hire staff, no matter the cost, than have to do chores myself. I taught my boyfriend's mum all of this, and it caused an argument that eventually ruined dinner and, in extension, our visits. My boyfriend doesn't care whether I'm a working wife or a stay-at-home wife, but he thinks I should have just done the test because it's just a test, and it's not like they would reject me if I failed it. He thinks it's a fun tradition that everyone was looking forward to, and I should have gone along with it anyways. My boyfriend thinks that I'm the jerk and suggested I make this post. If I really am the jerk here, I'm sure you guys will let me know. So, am I? Alright then, before we get into the update, first of all, I've picked out this relevant comment from OP, giving us a little bit more about the history of this tradition. It's just one of those things that one family member does and it's passed down for generations, like baking a huge cake on the anniversary of someone important in the family. Not everyone in that country does it, but it is a family tradition. I don't know if my example makes sense, but this is how I understood it. Okay, sure. But there's a reason why we don't maintain traditions that we did hundreds of years ago, right? Otherwise, as you can probably agree, guys, the world would be a pretty terrible place. I don't want to give any examples, but let's be honest. Traditions are probably there to be broken over the period of time, right? The world's changed. OP continues, "I'm not sure if the results mean anything. All I know is that if it's a cooking test, for example, I'd have to cook a nice meal for the family and receive their approval based on how delicious it is. And trust me, they'll be convinced I'm trying to take revenge on them if they ate my food. So there's that. But now that you mentioned it, his mum cooks like a 5-star chef, and so do his sister-in-laws, the two whose food I've tasted. Maybe they passed the test? I don't know. I'll have to ask my boyfriend." Okay then, just 2 days later, we got this update from OP. I mean, it's worth saying as well. In my opinion, there is no way that OP could possibly be seen as the jerk here. But nonetheless, here is the update. "Several things have happened since my post, and I received requests for an update, so here it is. This will be my only update. I got a lot of insight from the votes and comments on my original post, and I would like to thank you all for that. I showed my boyfriend the responses and judgment. Most of you felt I was not the jerk, and like you would guess, he was upset by this judgment. He tried to make his own post, but was TA'd so badly, as in the jerked, he deleted it in less than an hour. Tell you what, I would have loved to have seen that post. Anyway, I talked to my family and told them about the test. Yesterday, they called us home for dinner and told him they would let me take his family's test if he let my dad and male cousins put him through a similar one. He blew up about how ridiculous it is because it's a family tradition for his family, but for mine, it's something we came up with at random. He ended up saying it's okay if I don't do the test, but my parents and I were being childish. He let slip mid-argument that his youngest sister-in-law didn't want to do the test either, but look at her, the perfect wife. He said a lot of things, but long story short, he is still supportive of whatever I want to do with my life after marriage. But his family will never think the same way. However, I was starting to see a pattern, so I asked to take a break. It was great while it lasted. And one final comment from OP left very recently. It still sucks being me for now, but between work and getting home fast so I can read some chapters or play at least one of my games before I nod off, I barely have time to think about my ex. The tiniest chance that I could give it another chance vanished when he started spamming my phone with misogynistic rubbish like, I'll be single forever if I don't bow my head. Good riddance. Oh my goodness me. And there we go. What a start to the episode. No doubt one of the weirdest posts that I've had the displeasure of reading. Just strange from the outset. I want to know, right, that the women that have been taken into this family, right, that are now, well, your future, but they would have been your future sisters-in-law. How do they feel about all of this? Are they like all right about it? Do they kind of make light of it? Is it okay for them because they are good cooks and they do want to be stay-at-home wives? Or, I mean, I really hope they wanted to before they went through this ordeal and they've not been forced into it. Because it kind of sounds like the path you were going along, you were going to be, well, not forced, but heavily pressured into staying at home, which is something that you obviously didn't want to do. I mean, it sounds to me like you have a great career and you're doing very well for yourself. I can't think of anything worse than someone saying, yeah, how about stopping that and just doing a bit of cooking and cleaning and taking care of our future kids? Sounds good. I mean, we're not living in the 60s, guys. We're not. You know, as far as I can tell. And again, I just want to make this abundantly clear. Traditions that were upheld, let's say 150 years ago in America, yeah, if you're not getting at, are not around today. And I wonder why, because they're ludicrous. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that this is anywhere near on that level or of, like, you know, a historical tyranny that has happened before that was tradition. But let's just be honest with each other. This is so backwards and so sexist that it doesn't belong anywhere near the modern day. So the fact that it's still going on and the fact that this family still want to continue it because it's tradition is not an excuse. It's just downright ridiculous and it has to be stopped now. My boyfriend found out I'm rich and started using it against me. My boyfriend and I met through a dating app 8 months ago, and we've had a good, steady relationship. I come from a well-off family, but my parents never spoiled me. They taught me not to indulge in excess and to keep my privilege in mind when interacting with people. I'm currently living in an apartment with only my salary. Now, I haven't told my boyfriend about my wealth. I wasn't actively hiding it. It just didn't come up. My birthday was a few weeks ago, and my parents threw a party at our home. Our home is a medium-sized villa. My boyfriend started scowling when I told him that was the home I grew up in. When I asked him about it, he told me it was nothing and started smiling again. His mood got worse though, as more and more of my parents' rich friends started coming in. When I asked him about it the next day, he just told me that he was feeling a little sick. After we got back, he asked me why I hid the fact I was rich. I told him that I wasn't hiding it, but he started bringing it up in every conversation after that. Like him telling me that I didn't know how to cook properly because I was spoilt. Sorry, is this the same person from the last one? He brought it up with his friends, telling them I was a spoilt princess who had everything handed to me. It started as jokes, but it got more hostile as the days went on. When I brought this up, he told me I didn't know normal people problems because I was rich. Did I do something wrong? And what should I do? And then, a couple of days later, we got the following update.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
After I made the Reddit post, I tried to have a conversation with him, but he kept stonewalling me. He made more snide comments and I decided to break up. When I told him that I was leaving him, it felt like he was expecting it. He called me a rich, and then word that rhymes with rich, that also means female dog, and went on a rant about how I was leaving him because he was poor. Some commenters told me to expect this, but it still came as a shock. He and I have very good salaries, and I don't know why he said that. He was a good person most of the time I knew him. Some people ask me why I didn't warn him about my wealth. All my relationships before him were with people in my social class, so the expectation of wealth was implicit. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, this is the first sentence that I've read from OP that I don't particularly like. But we'll carry on. Having wealth was not a big deal in any of my previous relationships, so I assumed it was the same in this one too. It just comes across a little bit patronizing, condescending, even if it's not meant that way, that's all I'll say. I'll warn my partners before taking them home in my future relationships. Yeah, that's just silly. This is a tangent, but I wanted to talk about I'm not rich, my parents are, the thing that many comments suggested. A lot of my friends from wealthy families use that line as a defense, but it's misleading. If I wanted to, I could dip into my parents' finances. I choose not to, but it's still my wealth too. It might technically be my parents' money, but it still makes me wealthy. And having wealthy parents comes with a lot of privileges, even if I don't actively use their money. I never had to work a job when I was studying, I had access to the best schooling, I don't have student loans, and my parents' connections open a lot of doors. Having a safety net let me find what I was good at, and let me take risks. So unless they are estranged from their families, children from wealthy families are also wealthy. You know what? I do agree with that entire paragraph, I'll be honest. I thank all the people who commented on my original post and gave me advice. I felt like I was doing something wrong, but you made me see that it was his insecurity and jealousy that was the issue. Okay, you know what? For a period there, for a couple of sentences, I was a little bit worried that OP was coming across as a little bit patronizing, as I said. I don't know, it felt like she knew she had all this wealth and was kind of just like, oh, it's not a problem. I don't know, maybe I've just misinterpreted that. Maybe I have. Looking at that final paragraph, it actually did make a lot of sense. I'm going to be honest, I do understand a lot of the stuff that she said there, and she's absolutely right. I know from my perspective, my parents having, you know, some money meant that I did have more time to focus on stuff. For example, at uni, I could mess around and make silly YouTube videos rather than have a job. My parents' money isn't my money, but I've got to be honest, that is a fact. So I do completely understand what she's saying there. The thing is, for me, I'm always very careful to not ever gloat at all or even infer that, you know, anyone has any money or anything, because it's so irrelevant to how you are as a person. But I will say that what she's saying isn't wrong. Now, the one thing that I didn't really get was saying, like, she kind of makes it seem like a bad thing having money and saying, oh, I should I have said about money. Like, in my experience, it doesn't really matter. Like, it's a weird thing for him, the boyfriend, to be so het up about, I will say. And that is a bit of a red flag, I guess, because it's just like, why is it a bad thing that someone's parents have money? I don't really understand that. Maybe you think, oh, they're so far removed from society. I don't know. If you feel that way in the comments, let me know. I don't really get it. Maybe that's my own, you know, lack of social appreciation. Who knows? But from my perspective, definitely a good thing to break up with him. I was a little bit concerned that even though the whole point of the post is saying, why is this person using my wealth against me? You were still saying I'm wealthy, just in a roundabout way. Although I now have slightly changed my mind. Yeah, the only sentence I didn't like was when OP said, all my relationships before him were with people in my social class, so the expectation of wealth was implicit. Don't really like that, because that's kind of inferring that people in different social classes don't have wealth. You know, maybe if you look at the data, it's accurate, but I don't really like that. I don't know. I know a lot of kids, right? Or I knew a lot of kids in school that had extremely wealthy parents that were horrible. And like, so, like, I don't know the word, not, well, patronizing, just so unaware. Well, aware, but then they made you aware of how wealthy their parents were, etc., etc. And none of that wealth was actually theirs. Yes, of course, it is theirs in a roundabout way, but they didn't make any of the money. It's their parents' money, you know? So that's what I'm trying to get at. I do think, though, that I probably did misinterpret OP a little bit, and she does seem pretty reasonable, and a lot of the points were very valid. Yeah. Overall, I mean, let's take it back a bit. Good thing that you got rid of your boyfriend. That's clear. That is really clear. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Hope you enjoyed it. I don't know. You let me know in the comments down below if you are on YouTube. Or actually, if you're on a podcast platform, you can now also comment. I think on Spotify, you can comment now. Thoughts, yeah? Do you kind of get what I'm saying? Or am I just going down some weird tangent a little bit like OP? The simple answer to all of this is, the guy is an idiot and he sabotaged his relationship because someone has money. Make it that what you will. Maybe something happened in his past where, like that I was talking about, just someone that threw wealth in your face, just not a nice person. But I don't think someone's wealth and them as a character are necessarily linked. That's the only thing I was kind of worried about when I saw that might be happening, but I don't think it did. So comment down below. Do you agree with me? Do you think I'm talking an absolute load of rubbish? I probably am. Once again, And yeah, I'll go through the comments and have a look at what you sensible people are saying. With that all being said, more Reddit videos and episodes are on the way every day. So if you're not already, follow, like, subscribe, comment down below as always. And I'll see you tomorrow with the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.